This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome into the latest edition of the Zone Heads podcast with your host, Brandon Kravitz. As we get you going, for those that are looking at this via video, sort of a dark scene right now in the Kravitz household because it's 9 o'clock at night. The Magic just made a big time signing about 2.5 hours ago, and we're going to break that down right here, right now, a reaction pod to this free agency wave in the NBA. We're seeing wave number one go down right now, and some of the latest moves that have gone down since I was preparing to hit record on this podcast. We have Chris Paul that's going to the San Antonio Spurs. Paul George is officially leaving the LA Clippers. We don't know where he's going to end up just yet. Get to the big one for the Magic in just a moment. The Clippers are looking to trade Russell Westbrook. And I mean, honestly, it's been a little bit slow moving. One of the biggest moves that we've seen was what we've seen from the Orlando Magic. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about this KCP move. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope signs for 3 years, $66 million. We don't know exactly how the salary structure is going to break down, but assuming that it's a $20 million deal in year one, the Magic will have $30 million still to work with in free agency. What that means is Mo Wagner could still very well be coming back. They've got plenty of room for him. They have some more room to make another significant add in free agency. And I know that there are names out there that Magic fans would absolutely love to see. Isaiah Hartenstein, of course, is one of them. If you're looking for that big physical rim protector, they still have the money to go out and pay a guy like that. Now, they'd have to get really creative if you still want to see Paul George land on this roster, but it does feel like the Magic are going in a different sort of direction, a more predictable direction for what this front office is typically does, which is they're going to make the smart move, not necessarily the splashy move. So I want to get into that as well, but someone's going to get paid. Okay. You have to spend 90% of your cap before the season starts. So someone is going to get paid. The Magic still have $30 million of cap space as I'm recording this right now. First, I will tell you what I absolutely love about the deal. And I guess this isn't consensus, but the Magic desperately needed some three-point shooting. They needed some experience, and I mean some good experience, not just old guys. No offense, Joe Ingles. But I'm talking about a championship pedigree. You want to bring in somebody that's not going to impact the growth of Paolo and Franz, ideally. Now, if you did have the ability to bring in a superstar, you just figure out a way to make that work. But ideally, you want to let those guys continue to season and develop in the way that they are right now as the key cogs for wherever this team goes in the near future. You also want someone who doesn't compromise what you've built on the defensive side of the ball, because that is really the calling card for this team, is what they do on defense. KCP not only tackles all of those things, he does that full complement of what the Magic are looking for, as well as anybody that you will find in the NBA. Not taking away from your stars, knocking down threes, and playing rock-solid defense at an elite level. He does all of those, and he's been doing them for years. And on top of it, he's been helping teams win. So the proof is in the pudding, as they like to say. This isn't just a guy that's been traveling around the league and not getting it done. He is a little bit of a journeyman when you look at the history of Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Started in Detroit, then went to LA, then went to Washington for a season and spent 2 years with the Denver Nuggets. But these are not empty seasons. If you want a slightly exaggerated blast from the past version of what he could be, it's Robert Horry. The man won 7 championships. So he takes things to another level. When he's on the team, your team is better because of it. Your team is not good because of him. Your team is better because he's there, and he's certainly not detracting. He's only adding, and even more so in big-time moments. He was a big time shot maker. He had the ability to light it up from three. However, you go back to Robert Horry's stats, and yes, this was a different time in the NBA, but this man lived on the perimeter. That was his bread and butter. Robert Horry averaged one made three per game once in his entire NBA career. Stats don't always tell the whole story. I'm seeing the naysayers come out of the woodwork and talk about how Kentavious Caldwell-Pope only made 1 3 per game and that that's not enough. First of all, I would assume that with a player that he's playing with in his last stop in Denver, when you've got Nikola Jokic and you've got Jamal Murray that need to touch the ball and do quite well with it frequently, we're going to see a decrease in volume from that player. When Kentavious Caldwell-Pope was playing for other teams in the NBA, you know, the Detroits of the world, Washington, we saw his overall point total increase to 13, 14 points per game. We saw his made threes increase because the volume was there. And I think he's going to get an uptick in volume in this offense because the Magic needs somebody who can score with regularity. And so if you look at the games where he had increased volume, even if you were to just go back to last year, he's a very efficient shooter. So when he does get increased volume, this is the kind of guy that can very easily go 6 of 9 from 3-point range. The Magic just don't have someone like that. Stats can be very misleading. I have seen Gary Harris's numbers put up side by side. Gary would stuff stats when it didn't matter. Very rarely did you see Gary Harris hit a shot that the Magic won that game because of what Gary Harris did in any particular moment or throughout the course of a game. Close your eyes and think about it. When's the last time Gary Harris made a shot where you went, the Magic don't win this game if Gary doesn't knock down that shot? Now, I know the Magic haven't been in a lot of big-time situations, but the playoffs are a good example of this. He was an absolute no-show. You just can't have that. Then you take into account KCP's defense. This is on another level. He got roasted by Anthony Edwards in the playoffs. That was one of the most gifted players in the league who was playing out of his mind in that series against Denver. So I'm going to give him a slight pass on that. Kevin O'Connor of the Ringer, who knows ball really, really well and has a vote for the all-defensive NBA team, said that KCP was on his ballot from this past season for his second team. Jalen Suggs was also on that ballot. Jalen Suggs wound up as an all-defensive second teamer. Also, this was shared on Sports Radar among the 15 players who were tasked with the toughest assignment for a lead ball handler throughout the course of the season. KCP ranked 4th in the NBA, and for reference, Jalen Suggs ranked 5th. But listen to some of the names that are around him. OG Anunoby, Lou Dort, Derek Jones Jr. We're talking elite NBA defenders. Jaden McDaniels of the Minnesota Timberwolves also really high on that list. So is Alex Caruso. Look at the move that OKC just made to bring him in from Chicago. So this is sort of the comps to the ability to guard guards around the league. Those names that I just listed to you are as good as it gets. And so KCP is the kind of guy that Denver would say stick on the lead ball handler, the best scorer for this opposing team. Jalen Suggs was tasked with that last year. Now you have two guys in your backcourt that have the ability to guard at an elite level the best ball handler on the other team. Not a lot of teams in the NBA, if any, can say that they have that. And as far as age goes, you're going to see Kentavious Caldwell-Pope hit 32. He's 31 right now. He'll hit 32 by the time the All-Star break hits for this upcoming season. And for a guy who defends and lives on the perimeter, you're probably getting the final productive years of his career. Maybe the last year of a 3-year deal looks bad, but age 32, age 33, that should not be an issue. So not overly concerned when it comes to age. And Magic fans should know, early in KCP's career, he did get the rubber stamp from Stan Van Gundy. Look at this little blurb that I pulled from the fabulous internet. In July of 2014, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope joined the Detroit Pistons in their summer league team, where he averaged 24 points, 7.4 rebounds in 5 games. SVG assessed Caldwell Pope as his best perimeter defender. That was 10 years ago, and wound up leading the Pistons in minutes played that season. He also got better after the All-Star break, largely thanks to the acquisition of Reggie Jackson, which helped open things up. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope averaged 14.3 points per game at that point. He finished the season with 153 made three-point shots, 70 more than his closest teammate. So when he was asked to shoot, when he was given that volume, he delivered. The guy can hoop. This is exactly what you want if you're a Magic fan. No, it's not the biggest fish in the sea. It's not the flashiest, sexiest name that's out there, but it's the right name. If we're being honest with ourselves, this was always going to be the name. You know, in those rom-coms, when you see that cheesy line towards the back end arc of the movie where they say it was always you, that's exactly what this is. It was always going to be KCP. He fits too perfectly. And we just know this front office too well at this point to say, yeah, they'll have a conversation with Paul George. They'll call Klay Thompson's agent. They're not just going to sign a guy because he's got a lot of Instagram followers. They don't care about that. Now you pair KCP with some aggressive rim protection, because remember, $30 million still left to spend. Hartenstein ideally would be the guy. Jonas Valanciunas, a name that I forgot to mention at the top, he signed with the Washington Wizards. You get someone like that and you're really cooking. I don't think Wendell Carter Jr. is going to be part of this organization moving forward. My guess is they move off of Markelle Fultz as well. So if you have rim protection, the only issue with that is that it does create some floor spacing issues. If you have, Jalen Suggs that's out there, who's good shooting the ball from deep sometimes, but not consistently. Franz Wagner still needs to grow in that area. Paolo still needs to grow in that area. And KCP's there, which definitely helps, but having a five that can shoot the three, and Hartenstein is not that guy, that is something that they would need to consider. They could also get super aggressive, and this one makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable because I am a Jalen Suggs guy. If you move off of Suggs and make that big move that Magic fans are waiting for, and you go get, I'll just throw a name out there, but just someone like this, comp this name to whoever is like this that would be out there to be had, like a Darius Garland, a lead ball handler, somebody who could really help to set up the offense and just make everybody else around them better. And if he's got a pop from three on his way back up the floor, he can do that, no problem. So those are some of the options that this team still has at their disposal. And with all of the money that they still have available on the cap, this is something that they could absolutely at least consider, have those sort of conversations. So a potential five-man lineup as it stands right now: Jalen Suggs, KCP, Franz Wagner, Paolo Banchero, Jonathan Isaac, or insert replacement name here, or throw Mo Wagner back into the starting lineup, whatever it is. That's pretty good. Ultimately, either Paul George didn't want to play here for the Magic, or the Magic are confidently telling you that Franz and Paolo being the stars of this team is enough. And after watching them grow together last year, I can't say that it's that foolish to look at this upcoming season and the seasons to come through that sort of lens. If Paolo can actually get some help offensively to where he sees less double teams, more one-on-ones, and he simply grows in his own right because he's got room to grow, that's going to make or break this team more than anything they could do in free agency. His ability, Paolo's, to go from all-star player to all-NBA player is what will make this team hit that championship status. But this move for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, he helps that effort far more than he detracts from it. So give me that all day long. Now, before I hit stop on this short recap podcast, let's just make sure that the Magic didn't sign somebody else, and then we can live react to that. But it does seem like at this point, 9 o'clock at night, maybe we'll get some stuff while we are in a dead of sleep. I've turned all notifications off, so I don't know that I'm going to get anything while I'm in REM. But yeah, I mean, it looks like we've got what we've got. And hopefully by the time we wake up, by the time I hit the airwaves live from 3 to 6 p.m. on 96.9 The Game, we've got something else that we can bite into. But thanks for taking the ride with me tonight. And make sure you go ahead and subscribe to that Zone Heads podcast. It's been a pleasure. This is a lot of fun. This is what we've been looking forward to for months and months, and some would even say years, which is why you have some people that are disappointed that after years of waiting and collecting cap space that it's Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. But this is what's best for this team right now, and we'll continue to break it down right here. I'll catch you next.
Is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.